One of the travel blogs that I follow, a preacher related the experience of turbulence while aboard an aircraft. The pilot announced an upcoming storm that would give the aircraft a very rough time, and just as he was speaking, the storm arrived. And the turbulence became extremely distressing, and the plane battled in midair, and as a result, people screaming, making all kinds of supplications, voicing their fears. Well, among all the frenzy was a girl about 7 years old who appeared unperturbed, and she held on to her storybook. Well, when the turbulence ended, and safe to have a conversation, the preacher who sat next to her asked the little girl sitting beside him why she did not worry when the aircraft was in turmoil. And she replied and said that the pilot was her dad. And he often told her that sometimes storms come during flight, but they also pass, and the journey continues. So the preacher asked, "So you believe that your dad will get the aircraft through the storm?" The little girl replied, "He does this every time. After all, this is not his first time." What a firm faith in an earthly father. So let's leave the plane this morning and let's board the boat of the Sea of Galilee to join the disciples who are on their way to the other side of the shore. And while they're on their way to the other shore, a great storm sets in. As they battle the waves, Jesus comes to them walking on the water. Mistaking him to be a ghost, they were terrified. So Jesus calls out to them, but the disciples too are in doubt. And so Peter speaks up, like he's always called to do, "Lord, if it's you, call me to come to you on the water." So when Jesus calls, he starts walking to him on the water. However, soon as Peter shifts his focus on the Lord to the wind and the waves, he begins to sink. And when we hear him say, "Lord, save me," and the Lord rescued him, pointing out that his little faith is the cause of his failure. And as he gets to the boat, the storm dies down. I know it's easier said than done, but Jesus' call to Peter is his call to you and me, just as it is his call to countless people across history who face the raging storms of life. Then and now Jesus says, "Come, come, get out of the boat. Do not be afraid. Do what seems impossible. Stand up to the wind. Go against the tide. Follow me. Give when you think you can't. Love when you would rather not. Rise when you'd rather just stay down. Have faith. Come. Be courageous. Do not be afraid." What a great invitation for those who be confirmed today and continue their journey begun in baptism and receive the Eucharist to be strength for the journey. But closer home, friends, how often do we feel the winds are against us? How often do we feel that answer to the call of Jesus, his invitation to get out of the boat, to take a risk and get our feet in the water? How often do we say it's just too hard and too dangerous? How often would you and I want to rather cling to what's safe and sure and just stay in that boat? Well, make no mistake, following Jesus, answering his call, entails risk. Being faithful can be fraught with danger. Check it out. Jesus never said there would not be any storms, but didn't he say he would be with us in those storms? Think of it today when we gather the gifts and come to the altar, where we're singing that beautiful song, "Precious Lord, take my hand, our hand into his hand, our life into his life, our fears into his courage, our hope into his giving." So stand up to the winds of our age, going up to the tide, which can be frightening. And let's face it, look what we're all up against. Read the headlines. Right now we're facing the winds of so many unknowns. Our society is turning around from good to not so good, from love to hate, from rejection to so many other ways. Too many of our communities and our world are encountering winds of racism and violence and hate. Whatever happened to say, "Love one another as I love you. Forgive and you will be forgiven. The law of the echo, what you give is what you will receive in return." And not that far away, our brothers and sisters are buffeted by winds of poverty and war and persecution, and yes, even martyrdom for being a believer and walking with Christ. But Jesus calls you and me out in the middle of it all. He calls us to be people who get out of the boat, who go into the deeper waters of life, to become people of hope and courage and strength, and above all, in spite of everything, to not be afraid. Finally, there's one important detail to today's story that should be easy to overlook. Jesus didn't leave his apostles alone and continue his walk across the water. He got in the boat with them, and together they continued the journey of life. What good news, friends, we're in the same boat. all together, not alone, but with Jesus. There's been many prayers that have been handed down to our faith family through trial and tribulation and triumph. You might recall an ancient prayer of St. Patrick called Christ be with me. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I die down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise. So as we prepare to meet Jesus in the Eucharist and come to union with him and carry him within our hearts and into the world, may we take home the lesson of today's gospel. Whatever may come, stand up in the wind. Do not be afraid, because in the end, we are all in the same boat. We're not alone. Jesus, our captain, our Lord, is with us. Why should we be afraid?